Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We have not had a contest identification winner yet. The tree that's on DirtDoctor.com has not been identified. We had another guess that came in during the break there of being a mulberry, and that's not correct. So Bodark, mesquite, pecan, and mulberry have been guessed. If you'd like to make a shot at it and win one of the natural organic certification courses, just send it to us, the Ask Howard feature of the website, or info@dirtdoctor.com, or call me on the show here, and we'll be glad to chat. I think it's going to surprise everybody when we identify the tree. I'm going to talk about tomato varieties just real quickly, and then I'll get to the phone, so I won't keep you waiting too long here. I mentioned some of the things that I really like, the Super Fantastic. There are several current tomatoes. There's red ones, there's yellow ones. They're very small. They're, one of the callers mentioned Sweet 100s and those kind of cherry tomatoes, those kind of small tomatoes. Well, current tomatoes are even smaller. They're the size of regular marbles, and they tend to grow in clusters, and they grow very compact. They're extremely easy to grow. In fact, they'll come back. They'll kind of naturalize almost, and fun for kids because they're easy to grow in containers, like I mentioned. But when you're looking for current, different seed catalogs will have different names, but they'll all have the word current, C-U-R-R-E-N-T, in the name. And try some of those. I think you'll really like it. Another small one that we've got mentioned in the on the website and in my book is Reisentrop. Reisentrop is one that I tried a long time ago. It's one of the heirloom cherry tomatoes. It's a cherry-sized tomato, but it's an heirloom, and it has a flavor that will run circles around the regular cherry tomatoes that you may have tried in the past. I have no problem really with Celebrity and Carnival and Salsa and Better Boy and all Viva Italia and all those, and we mentioned those. Yellow Pear is a small one that's really easy to grow and great too. But I think that you always ought to try a few of the heirlooms as well. Arkansas Traveler and Black Crin, the Pineapple. Supersonic is another good one. It's harder to find than the Super Fantastic, but it's one that you might want to make a list of. And obviously, some of these are going to do better in certain parts of the country than others. But most of these are really adaptable in a wide range of soils and climates. So if you got some recommendations, and we've had some good ones in the past from the listeners, by all means, let us know what's working best for you. Okay, back to the phones now. Let me see where we go first. Mike in Sonoma, California. Hi, Mike.
Yes, hello, Howard. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to comment on what I occasionally watch when I'm almost always awake. Sometimes I'll tune the television in, not intentionally, but to American Ag Report. Mm-hmm. Or it show something of that name. And it's obviously nationally broadcast. It seems to be on only one station. I don't even know what it is right now. I'm sorry to say. But if anyone has any question ever about why we're not getting the best produce, whether it be animal, vegetable, it makes no difference. You watch that show, and you see who they're broadcasting to, which is big farm business. I'm sure you're familiar with the show. Yeah, even though I can't, as I said, I can't come up with the...
Well, I'm not sure what the show is you're talking about, but I know basically the subject you're talking about.
Right. Well, it is. Well, it's. I think there's only one of them. There may be a couple, but it is absolutely like watching CNBC or Bloomberg. You know, it's a business program, but it focuses entirely on agriculture. It's on 30 minutes or an hour every either Saturday or Sunday morning. It's a very well-orchestrated show.
I don't know that I've seen it. I guess they're not organic in their recommendations.
Oh, quite the contrary. That's the whole point. As I said, it's like CNBC or Bloomberg. The only focus is how to get the most money out of your crop.
Right. It's the production. It's not about quality. It's about quantity. That's right.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the money to be made.
Well, there's nothing wrong with making money. You got to make money.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
But the ironic thing is that the organic farmers, you know, a lot of times can make more money than big ag on smaller amounts of land if they'll just try.
I'm so well aware of that. I live here in the heart of the my vineyards are right in the middle of the best wine. And by the way, I heard once your show. We use no Roundup, but haven't for a long time.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I started my vineyards, we were waiting for Roundup to be approved because we thought it'd be so wonderful. But it didn't take me any time at all to realize that their science wasn't good enough for me, and I chose not to use it, as did all of my neighbors.
Oh, that's great.
And this, yes. So you mentioned on one of your shows that there was a study of wines from California,
right?
And 100% of them in that study showed that there were the residuals of Roundup in the wines.
Even some of the organic wines, yeah. And that's something you ought to advertise with your grapes and wines, is that you don't have any of that stuff anywhere near your place.
Well, I don't have to. Everyone knows about my vineyard.
Okay, good.
I gave
good.
My name.
Good
they
job.
Recognize. My wines go for over $100 a bottle.
Wow. Well, send me some information about it. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'd like to see some pictures and learn more about what you're doing.
All right. Well, and people are listening right now. Watch that ag show, and they'll see that that agriculture is promoted, which is, you know, there's no news about this, but agriculture is promoted to the big operations and just absolutely telling them how to make the most money. And they advertise the products the chemicals that are the absolute worst for the soil and the crops. And the meat products, dairy products, whatever.
Well, that's one of the problems we've got, is that the any one chemical company has a budget that's exponentially larger than the whole budget of the organic industry put together. You know, that's one of the things that we're fighting. But people like you that are doing things the right way, the word's getting out there a little bit more all the time. Appreciate what you're doing, and I really would like to learn more. Send me some stuff.
All right.
Okay.
I'll do that. But I just like to say, you know, if your listeners, if they tune in, I'm sure any Saturday or Sunday morning, early in the morning, I think 6 a.m. Maybe even 5 a.m. But they will get on one. It's on one of the major networks. They will get the ag report.
Well, I need to run on. We've got a lot of people holding, Mike. But send me some information about it.
I really wanted to put out the word that they can really understand what the heck's going on.
Send me the information, and I'll pass it on to everybody, and I'll know what it is then as well. Elaine in Milton, Delaware, next up. Hello, Elaine.
Hello, Howard. the mood to trim my boxwood hedge today, but we had a killing frost last night. It went down to 17, and the night before it was down killing frost also. Do you suppose I would harm it if I would trim it now?
No, I don't think so. Did you get some burn on the plant?
Well, no. No, I didn't. I'm in the mood and I'd like to
just
go out.
In the mood to prune?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'd go ahead and do it if you're really wanting to do it. If not, wait and just give it time to be gone for sure. Put you on hold if you had something else. I'll be back after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth:
Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Elaine held on and has a little bit more. Elaine, you still there?
Yes, I am.
If you had something else, just a second, I wanted to clarify one thing on trimming the boxwood. The only risk on trimming a boxwood when you're in an area that could still have a pretty heavy freeze is that you could trim it and then have some warm weather and get some new growth trying to start, you know, buds swelling and new growth, and then a freeze comes along again. It's going to really – it's probably not going to permanently hurt the plants, but cosmetically it'll really set them back. So that – for a while, that's your only risk.
I might hold off then. I might hold off for a little while.
But yeah, you might as well wait. It's not gonna be a problem from that standpoint at all.
It's been beautiful. We've had our spray a couple weeks ago. It's just been beautiful until these hard frosts come along. But I wanted to ask you about orange oil for ants. For the last couple years, I mean, I didn't used to ever have an ant. The last couple years, I had them in my kitchen in the summer, you know, when the weather warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, they were terrible. And I want to use something that's organic, you know. And I had thought I heard you mention orange oil.
Orange oil is really good for certain kinds of ants. The ant it works the best on is the carpenter ant, which may not be what you have. But it'll kill any ant that you use. If you use it 2 ounces per gallon of water or inside, even stronger than that, if it's not going to be sprayed on plants, you can mix it, you know, as strong as 1 ounce per quart. But the only negative about it inside making it too strong is if you spray it on some nice painted finishes, mm-hmm. it'll tend to dull the finish. It is a solvent, orange oil is. It comes from the orange peeling, but it's powerful, and you have to respect what it can do. The other thing for interior ants that you can do is to repel them, works very well, is black pepper or cinnamon. They hate cinnamon.
Oh.
Or those kind of things. But if you clean with orange oil and spray little spritzes on the ants that are around, it works very well. Hydrogen peroxide sprayed just 3% right out of the grocery store will kill them as well.
Interesting. Cinnamon would be nice. Sprinkle cinnamon everywhere.
They don't like cinnamon at all. There's a herb that I like that I recommend people grow anyway called tansy, like pansy, but with a T, tansy, T-A-N-S-Y. It's a beautiful fern foliage perennial, has yellow flowers late in the season, and you can take the foliage, chop it up, crush it, and sprinkle it around where ants are a problem, and they'll avoid it like the plague. They don't like it either.
I used to grow it. I don't think I have it anymore, but
I have had it in the past.
Oh, it's good for that.
Well, I'll have to get some more. I thank you very much, Howard. I know you're busy.
Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Only negative about tansy, you might make a note of, and it is in, it's on our website, and it's in my herb book, and it's probably in some of my other books as well, but it does have, I don't know if it's allelopathy or it's a toxic something that it puts out. It will tend to crowd out other perennials that you've planted it with. If you allow it to do it. So if you use it, it's a beautiful plant. I love it. But keep an eye on it. Don't let it get too aggressive and push out some other things that you like, because it can do that. Maggie in Fort Worth next up. Hello, Maggie.
Hello. I have been looking around for a feed store in my area that replaces the Marshall Green that closed on Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to Grapevine, because I'm in Southwest Fort Worth. I stopped at Hanley Feed the other day and was looking at their tomatoes, and the guy running the place remarked that he has a variety that people kept asking for, but they weren't able to get. There's some local grower who's now doing it, and it's called 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I haven't grown it. What kind of tomato is it, did he say?
I couldn't tell if it was indeterminate or determinate. But he said it's typical that it blooms around July 4th, which is kind of late, actually, because I'm usually canning by late June.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if there was something in particular about this that you knew about.
It may be one of the A&M recommendations or some university's recommendation, and that's why different people are coming in asking for it. It'd be worth trying. I don't have any idea, but
it's definitely something that used to be more popular, and it's back.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give it a whirl and see what we see.
I know. I'm in charge of that research, right?
Yeah, right. 4th of July is up to you.
I'll let you know. Okay.
Thank you, Maggie. I appreciate it. And kind of related to that, I got an interesting email from a listener saying that they had gone into Lowe's. I don't know if I still have it laying around here in my stuff or not. Can't remember what Lowe's it was. Oh, it was the Lowe's in McKinney. And they went in for whatever, and they had a prominent display of Garrett juice right in the entry of the gardening area, and also a nice display of 20% vinegar. And they were just of asking me to tell listeners that, you know, good news. At least one of Lowe's has always handled some organic things, and it sounds like they may be even pushing a little bit harder. That's good news. Any kind of reports like that, we appreciate. Here's Danny in Bosque County. Danny, what's up?
Hey, Howard, I think I know the answer to this, but my neighbor keeps swearing that to have wisteria bloom, you have to have male and female.
No.
True or
nope. Has nothing to do with it. And usually what it is, Danny, to be honest with you, is it's bad genetics.
In the one that doesn't bloom.
That doesn't bloom. It comes from a northern plant, and it's just not very well adapted here. I'm going to put you on hold if you wanted to hang on with something else. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Well, we had another guess on the tree, the mystery tree, and it was a good guess. American elm was the guess. It's not correct, but it was a good one. So the contest still goes on. Danny, you still with us?
Hey, I am, Howard. Back to the wisteria thing.
Yeah.
There are just some wisteria that just ain't going to bloom just because, like you said, it's just they're bad. A bad genetic.
Yeah, I think you could do root pruning, which some people recommend. Use more Garrett juice, which we recommend. Do all the things. Make sure it's in full sun and all that, and it's still not going to bloom for you worth a flip, because genetically it's just not designed to be in this kind of climate.
Well, I've got a small version of this new blue moon that's supposed to bloom like 2 or 3 or 4 times a year. So I knew that wasn't the case, but I just wanted to get 100% sure for you. And back to the thing at Lowe's, I went to had it, had Garrett juice. It also had some MaxiCrop stuff, but they were on clearance, like big saving clearance, which means they may be moving them out. So if somebody shops at Lowe's, I would encourage them to go to the manager of the garden department and say, and encourage them to say thank you for having this, just so hopefully they'll keep it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Go ahead.
Back to your wisteria for just 1 second. One thing I would try on that one that you have, because I don't have any history with that one, try drenching with the Garrett juice and spraying the foliage as it starts to emerge and everything, and let's see if it doesn't do well here. It sounds like it'd be really pretty.
Well, it's like I said, it's a small plant. I don't expect any blooms for a year or two. Another company that I found online that really has a bunch of interesting organic stuff, and they comment, they say, we can't certify this as organic because we're not spending the money on it, but it's called Kelp Four Less, K-E-L-P, the number four less, out of Idaho. And they have a bunch of really interesting fertilizers and mycorrhizae products and stuff like that. But I thought it was interesting that they go, well, we probably could get this certified organic, but we're not spending the money. So, you know, buy it cheaper. And they ship for free. And it's just a real interesting company.
Okay. Kelp Four Less. All right. That's good. That's the case with a lot of companies. They are organic, a lot of the growers too, but they don't want to spend the money to become certified and go through all the, you know, loops you got to jump through and all that stuff.
Well, and Dan, one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more quick question. I have a bunch of shrubs that are starting to, they're not leafing out, but you can tell they're just ready to, crepe myrtles, vitex. I have some lantana that I have not pruned. How hard is it on them that I'm pruning late, or is it really not a big deal this time
of
year?
No, as close as you can prune to bud break, the better, so no problem at all.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Good
luck. Appreciate your show. All right. Thank you, Howard.
Danny. Bye-bye. Let's go to Thomas in Whitney, Texas next. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Howard. I picked up some silage yesterday, and I was wondering if it'd be all right to use this as a mulch in a garden.
I think it'd be great. Now, you never know exactly what all is in silage. You know, some of the people that make it put candy bars and all kinds of stuff in there, but for the most, which is fine, I don't have a problem with that. But my point is, you don't know exactly what's in there, but in most cases, I think silage would make an excellent top dressing ground cover or cover crop, I mean, mulch.
Yep, that's another reason why I called you, is because Mike called in earlier, and I think it ties into what he was talking about. He's talking about dairy and what have you, and they'll take the silage and they'll feed it to the dairy.
Yes.
And you're talking about breaking it down, too. This stuff was smoking on me. It was breaking down, and it still would be fine to use as a top mulch?
As a top dressing mulch, I think it would be fine. I'd be a little reluctant, Thomas, to mix it into the soil as a bed preparation. But I think on the surface of the soil, see, it's going to be putting it in a pretty thin layer, 3 to 5 inches or something like that, and it's not going to keep that heat, but it'll have a lot of biological activity because of being in that silage mix. So I don't have a problem with it at all. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, help the grass and weeds and everything else.
Sure, you bet.
Growing and cutting.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Good deal. Yeah, I planted 34 tomato plants yesterday.
Okay, you're braver than me. I hope.
Yes, I
hope
know
it stays warm.
If a freeze does come, and I've got online and it said basically a small pot or maybe even a milk jug to put over on top of it would keep it from freezing.
Well, any kind of greenhouse type situation like that that you cover it with, you know, a wall of water, a jug of, you know, floating row cover, anything like that's going to give you somewhere between 4 and 5 degrees protection. But if the bottom drops out, you know, and we have another just crazy hard freeze, it could possibly get you. But the kind of freezes and frosts that we'll probably have, I think the main thing I would do on something that large, I'd get some floating row cover and have it set up, just bunched up on the side of the planting area, so that all you have to do before some frosty weather's coming in, and you just pick it up like a, you know, covering on the bed and drape it across and pin it down with rocks or soil on the other side. And boom, you got 5 degrees protection, and you don't even have to take it off the next day if you don't have time to fool with it.
Yeah, I've had that in mind, too. I've done it before, and it worked out pretty good.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. Let's go next to John in Lakewood, my home in Dallas. Hi, John.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Good. So I just wanted to tell you kind of a funny story. So recently we had I noticed these little black bugs in our guest room, bathroom, and I couldn't figure out where they're coming from, so I searched around and figured out that they were probably weevils, like rice weevils.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't figure out why would that's not anywhere near any food. I was racking my brain and realized, oh, wait a minute. Did I leave that 50-pound bag of ground cornmeal in the side yard? And sure enough, I opened my little storage bin out there, and it's just full of holes. And I didn't even open up the bag to see what it was like in there. So I took that to the dump, and then my brother was thinking I probably should have put that in compost, but I thought I'm just not even going to mess with it. And
well, let's back up just a minute. I wouldn't have even put it in the compost, John. I'd have put it out. I'd gone ahead and used it.
Really?
Yeah.
But then aren't you spreading just weevils and eggs and everything all over your yard?
Yeah, but they'd be taken care of by the beneficials. You know, you got an organic program going, and they have to have a certain environment, and that environment is what you discovered inside that bag.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that well out on the site. So next time, just if you've got bugs, mm-hmm. of various kinds, weevils, bugs, beetles, whatever, in your organic fertilizer, cornmeal products, or whatever, going ahead and using them, especially outdoors, I don't think there's any risk there at all.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And then, so then the next thing was once I took their food supply away, they were looking for more food. So they start coming inside. Just, they basically invaded the house at that point. Instead of just one or two bugs, it was, you know, probably hundreds of bugs. And so I put out a bunch of DE all around the baseboards and that side of the house. And then they still kept coming, so I called EcoSafe, and Nathan came out, and he's a really nice guy, and he said, if anything, I put out too much DE, but he said that's the solution. And so, and we did a little orange oil, like, near the pantry. So, you know, basically bombed the house with DE, and then it's taken probably 2 weeks, but they finally have started to disappear. But we found them up on the second story of the house, like,
wow,
in the
that's
far reaches of the house. Like,
strangest case I've ever heard of it. What I would have done, and what you ought to do next time that mm-hmm. happens, is get a little hand vacuum cleaner and just mm-hmm. vacuum them up. If you vacuum up a little diatomaceous earth into the machine, you know, you can go around and pretty quickly vacuum up any of them that are around and be done with it. And you suck them into one of those little hand vacs, especially if you've put some talc or some DE in there, they're dead. They're probably dead without even doing that. I've done that with ants. I've done it with stink bugs out in the vegetable garden, spotted cucumber beetles, various tough bugs. That's always, not always, but usually the first step that I recommend.
Sure. Well, I think I've been vacuuming almost daily in there, but put out little water traps too. They would climb into the water and die. But
mm-hmm, that's good.
He said they get into the baseboards and they crawl up under any kind of, like, you know, access to the house, and they get in there, and then they're in your walls and they're crawling around in there looking obviously for another food source. And he was also telling me that the eggs, they have to lay eggs in the food source that they, once they find it. So as long as they can't get the food source, then should be okay. But so I think we were successful there. The other interesting thing is Nathan didn't charge me a dime for the trip out there. So I thought that was really nice.
Well, I'm glad he took care of you. One thing I would add to that whole scenario is I would clean the floors and the baseboards and everything around the areas where they are with orange oil, because you'll kill them for one thing, and then it'll also function as a repellent.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it smells nice, too. It's a nice air freshener anyway.
Sure.
Well, that's a record problem. I've never heard it be quite that bad, but I'm glad you got it under control.
Well, I appreciate it. It was all organic the whole time. So.
All right, way to go,
anyway,
man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, talk to you.
All right.
Let's go to Lakeland, Florida, and talk to Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria. That's me. Dr. Garrett.
There you go.
I'm calling because I tried a 20% 5-to-1 solution of vinegar and water to kill weeds. I have a small patio, about 16 by 20, and the weeds are growing in between.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work. I'm wondering if I was using the wrong kind of vinegar or, you know, what might be the problem.
Well, most people that use 20%, and I used to say that it's too strong and that you could dilute it down, but if you've got 20% vinegar, just use it straight. Don't add water to it.
Okay, so you think 100% vinegar would work?
That's what we recommend.
Okay.
Yeah, that 100%. If you diluted it, like you say, it shouldn't have diluted it so much it didn't work at all. But if you did have issues with it, and it's tough weeds, and it's probably winter weeds, cool season weeds you're dealing with right now, the full 20% vinegar might be the best way to go.
What do you mean a full 20% vinegar? You mean the vinegar in the bottle is already 20%?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you spray it straight.
I diluted it from...
You don't dilute it down.
Bottle.
Yeah, you don't dilute vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah, you spray it either at full 20% or full 10%, whatever it is. I got to run. If you had something else, I'll put you on hold. I'm Howard. I'll be right back.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back. We've had two more guesses on the mystery tree. I took them off the air. One was forest oak, which is a little too generic anyway, but it's not an oak at all. And the second one was black walnut. A lot of good guesses, but still haven't gotten to the answer today. And we're about to be out of time. So if we don't get it, you'll need to send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or the Ask Howard. I'll give you one more tip. The females have a flower that's a big problem, can cause problems for a lot of gardeners and a lot of homeowners. Fairly significantly sometimes. John in Arlington next up. Hello, John.
Yes, sir, Mr. Garrett. I was wondering about roses. I like to plant some in the shade, and some I like to plant in the sunshine. And the ones with the biggest rose hips is what I'm looking for.
Well, that's a tough one, John. I've tried a bunch. I've got a lot of shade. You know, my garden is mostly shade, and I've tried all kinds of roses. I've had some of the drift roses recommended to me. They're low-growing roses. And they did pretty well for a while, but they just eventually just gave up the ghost. They just didn't have enough sunlight, enough foot candles to stay happy. But the drift roses, they're low-growing, kind of a ground cover type rose, might be something that you could consider if you have a little bit sunnier shade than I do at my place. As far as others, the others that I've tried just don't do well at all. They need full sun for a long period of time.
I'm thinking about for my privacy fence, there's about 2 feet, almost three, where hardly any grass or anything grows right there. And I just wonder if it's going to be enough shade for that six-foot fence or sunshine where it will grow.
Well, I tell you what, we'll grow and flower in there. It's going to be deciduous, but it'll flower and grow in the shade. And I've got a lot of it at my place, and it's called Turk's Cap. It's a native.
Oh, yeah. So that's not a rose, though.
No, it's okay. It's not a rose at all. That's what I'm saying. The roses are not going to work there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Now, there's a plant that I'm starting to use more and more that's a lower growing plant also. It's called hellebore, and it blooms like crazy and is extremely durable in shady situations. But there's not a whole lot of choices when you have a lot of shade, and roses just not one of the good choices there, John.
Okay. The turf cap, that's what everybody, people are talking about, eating the buds, the blooms, right?
You can eat the blooms and you can eat the fruit. I use both in my herb teas.
Herb tea, okay.
But they're great for having some color in shady places. They're pretty carefree. The butterflies and the hummingbirds love them. It's a really good plant to have around. You can get it in white, pink, or red, but the red ones are the toughest by far.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, when you look at the, you're guessing at the tree up there and the bloom and everything. Mm-hmm. Is that on a computer, on a website, or what?
Yeah, it's on dirtdoctor.com, right on the homepage.
Oh, okay, homepage. Oh, I didn't look at it. I was just wondering when everybody's guessing. Okay.
Yeah, just go to the homepage, and there's images, photographs that change there. And if you want to speed it up and go find the picture of the mystery tree that's identified that way, just click on the different little round buttons that are right under the photograph.
I know the post oak is one tree that I can think of that really blooms. I got a post oak in the back that really blooms real bad sometimes. It really covers the ground.
Well, that's not it, but take a look at it and give me a call back if you think you know what it is.
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate the call.
Thank you.
It's, I was going to give you, I don't think I need to give another tip. That's probably the best tip that I can give you. We'll do another one next week. It's one that, the ones that I think are going to be the easiest sometimes are the hardest. The ones that are the hardest are sometimes the easiest. I've got a couple of things coming up for you. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but for those of you interested in trees, we have now been successful. The homeowner was successful, hired a company, Tyson Woods and his bunch, to expose the base of the incense cedar, which is the champion incense cedar probably in Texas. It is in the North Texas area for sure. And we'll get that together for you into a newsletter as soon as we can. We'll have those photographs on the entry in the library of dirtdoctor.com as well. Incense cedar. It's an evergreen that looks like a sequoia. It's kin to a sequoia, as a matter of fact. The other thing I wanted to report to you is my bay tree. I was a little bit, I've bragged for years about how powerful the organic program is and being able to grow certain things in colder weather than you thought. And one of them was this bay. Other people say bay is not hardy in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mine's been outside for 35 years. It's for sure the biggest one in Texas. And it got some damage in that freeze we had this year when it dropped 50 degrees in 12 hours. But now it's showing that it's totally alive all over the whole tree. I had cosmetic damage on one side. I'm pulling the dead leaves off, and it's going to be fine. And I'll give you some photographs of that whole thing as well. Enjoyed being with you today. A lot of good stuff. Remember, next week we're going to have the Agriculture Commissioner of Texas here and talk about the hogs from his standpoint and what he's recommending. Looking forward to that. Sid Miller, see you next time. Don't forget to feed the birds.